Vasudeva of Lord Krishna. Katham narration. Prati about. Prashasya praising. Tam him. Pritamana being very pleased. Maitreya the saint Maitreya. Pratyabhashata replied. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Suta Goswami said, continued, when Vidura became inspired to hear of the activities of Lord Krishna in His various incarnations, Maitreya also being inspired and being very pleased with Vidura, began to praise Him. Then Maitreya spoke as follows. Purport. Talk of Krishna Katha or topics about Lord Krishna or His incarnations is spiritually so inspiring that the reciter and hearer are never exhausted. That is the nature of spiritual talks. We have actually seen that one can never become satiated by hearing the conversations between Vidura and Maitreya. Both of them are devotees, and the more Vidura inquires, the more Maitreya is encouraged to speak. A symptom of spiritual talks is that no one feels tired. Thus, upon hearing the questions of Vidura, the great sage Maitreya did not feel disgusted, but rather felt encouraged to speak at greater length. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Here, Suta Goswami is saying that Vidura became inspired to hear of the activities of the Lord Krishna in His various incarnations. So, this is the nature of Krishna Katha. Switch off that fan. So, sometimes some devotees they comment, some congregation and all, that when we come to the temple, we get to hear the same thing again and again. Even if sometimes we read Prabhupada books also, Prabhupada is giving the same message in the purports again and again. So why it is like that? Sometimes they say, we get bored, we want to hear new things. Right? Like recently I got an email, I think some of you must have also got it. There is one incident happened, that temple goer, he wrote to the letters of editor, in some famous newspaper, saying that I have been going to the temple for last 30 years. Then I must have heard at least 3,000 sermons or mantras or whatever. But at the outset, if I look back, I don't remember even one full sermon completely. So in that case, so what is the use of hearing again and again? Same thing. I think I am wasting my time going to the temple, and Swamijis are wasting their time by giving their discourses. Yeah. So this kind of newspapers and all, they want some fodder to increase circulation and all. So there are so many letters to and fro, some people supporting, some people against like that. So one devotee wrote very nice letter, which is a clincher. So he wrote saying that, I have been married for last 30 years and my wife serves food every day. I must have eaten at least 32,000 lunches or dinners. But if I look back, I don't even remember one single day's complete menu, what she served. But I know that I have been eating and I have been nourished, even though I don't remember. In the same way, when I go to the temple and hear, I have been nourished spiritually, even though we don't remember so many things, right? So that is why again and again we have to hear Krishna Katha. So today's topic is same, Prabhupada also purports, right, that Krishna Katha one must hear again and again. And those who are Rasika Bhaktas, they don't become tired of hearing Krishna Katha again and again, because it is so enlivening, like that. So that is why Krishna, like Prabhupada, Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita, he in the second chapter, again and again he speaks in the 3-4 verses, come, you know, again and again, Ajo Nitya Shashvatayam Purano Nahanyate Hanyamane Sharire, you know, Nainam Chindanti Shastrani, Nainam Dahati Pavakaha, Nachainam Kledayam Tapu Nashvashyati Marutaha. So like this, again and again he is talking about Krishna, that, you know, soul cannot be killed, soul cannot be, you know, all destroyed, this, that. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that repetition of the subject matter is required so that we become convinced completely and fixed up in Krishna consciousness. So that's why we should not... So Vidura is asking again question, and Prabhupada writes, Maitreya Muni is not disgusted. Is not disgusted. Like it is said that Saunakadi Rishis, they were saying to Suta Goswami that actually we are we sat here, you know, to do fire sacrifice. So the result is our eyes become burning and our you know, bodies are covered with soot, you know, black. We have became blackish. I think this is not proper. You please sit down and speak about Krishna. So they were saying that Vayam Tuna Vitrupyama Uttama Shloka Vikrame Yachrunvantam Rasajnanam Swadu Swadu Pade Pade. They were saying Vayam Tuna Vitrupyama Uttama Shloka Vikrame. So Krishna is also known as Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka means the personality who is glorified by the best of the verses. Best of the verses. So he is known as Uttama Shloka. So Vikrame, his wonderful activities. So we don't become tired of hearing the wonderful activities of Uttama Shloka again and again. Why? Yashrunvantam Rasajnanam. Rasajnanam means those who are Rasika Bhaktas, those who know the subject matter. You know, they, by hearing again and again, what happens? Swadu Swadu Pade Pade. At every step, we relish that message of Krishna, you know, pouring into our ears. So please don't think that we become tired of hearing about Krishna. Even Parishad Maharaj also, he says that 4.5 days, almost four days are passed, and then Sukadeva Goswami finished 9th cantos of Bhagavatam. So the most important thing is left out. So Parishad Maharaj was saying to Sukadeva Goswami that don't think that I have not eaten for last 4 days and I have not drunk any water for last 4 days. So don't think that I became very tired or something. I didn't become tired because this Krishna Katha is so relishable that I can go on, you know, keep on hearing again and again, again and again. So like that, so Swadu Swadu Pade Pade, it is you know, relished. That's what that sentiment is expressed here in the purport. That Vidura is very inquisitive to know more and more about Krishna, and at the same time Maitreya is also not disgusted to, you know, reply. Like once like Prabhupada writes in conversation, he says that a sadhu, suppose if a devotee, any commoner or anybody, he approaches a devotee and he asks about Krishna, and that devotee, if he says, I am very tired, please come again, come some other time, Prabhupada says, he is not a sadhu. Like once somebody came and especially somebody comes in the afternoon and asks something that is sleeping tired, you know. So we just push them off. Okay, something, you know, later on I will tell you, later on, something like that. So after later on, one devotee was mentioning this, and then I was remembering, you know, how I sent off somebody saying that I'm very tired, you know, I'm feeling sleepy. So like Prabhupada says, one should be very enthusiastic and curious to speak about Krishna, right? So there are three people, one who hears Bhagavatam, and one who hears questions, and one who speaks. So of all these three, when somebody is hearing, his absorption is less. And somebody who asks the question, his absorption is more. And one who is speaking about Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha, he is the most. He is the most fortunate person. Somebody is able to speak about Krishna. Just like if somebody is sitting and hearing, and he may be thinking about something else in the you know. But somebody who asks the question, he wants an answer, then he will concentrate more. But somebody who is sitting here and speaking, I cannot think about something else, because if I am speaking about something else, I cannot speak. So while speaking, the absorption in Krishna is the most. So that is why one must study Bhagavatam, and one must hear Bhagavatam, and one must write down important points, and one must contemplate, and one must speak. Like we are reading, like in the beginning it is advised that you must read Bhagavatam, you know, like fast reading, like you do in the big first reading, should be very fast. You may not be able to grasp many points, but once you get the taste for reading Bhagavatam, then you want to hear more. So you read and then you hear, you sit with the devotee and hear from him, especially in Bhagavatam class or other classes. So when you are hearing, then your absorption will be more, and you can grasp more things when you are hearing. And then you must write down important points. You know, you should have a notebook and write important points, so that while writing down, you will become more absorbed. Then whatever you have read, whatever you have heard, whatever you have written down, one must contemplate. Manan. So if you do manan, then we will become more absorbed. Then whenever we get an opportunity, we should speak about Krishna. You know, we should speak about Krishna. So that is the importance of Krishna Katha. That is why this whole Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled. Right? Is compiled. Like it is said in one very nice verse, Sri Sanatana Goswami, he composed one very nice verse. Sarva Shastradi Piyusha, Sarva Vedaika Satphala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratna, Sarva Lokaika Dikpata, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Kalidvanta Vidita Aditya Shri Krishna Parivartita. Just like the demigods and the demons, they churned the milk ocean. When they churned the milk ocean, first thing they got was halahal, you know, poison. That poison was rejected, and of course it was drunk by Lord Shiva. And then after by churning more and more, they got amrit, nectar. In the same way, Vyasa Dev, Sarva Shastradi Piyusha, Shastradi, it is said, so many Vedic literatures, these Vedas, they are like ocean. And Sri Vyasadeva churned that ocean of all Vedic literatures. by churning that, all these Puranas and Mahabharata, other literature scheme, they are like actually poison. That is why Shri Narad Muni advised Vyasadeva, you have actually done a great disservice to the people by compiling all these literatures. You know, it is said, Dharma Projahita Kaitavotra Parmo Nirma Sharanam Satam. You know, it is said, you, Dharma, reject this cheating religion. You know, accept only Srimad Bhagavatam. So after churning this ocean of all the Vedic literatures, they got this nectar, Vyasadeva got this nectar called Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Vedic, this also Vedas also are compared to a tree. So when Veda, the tree gives, you know, fruits. Yeah, if you sow a seed of mango tree comes up, and then so many mango fruits are given. But this Vedic tree has given only one fruit, that is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Only one fruit, and it is very nectary and delicious fruit. You see, if somebody eats this one fruit, that is enough, right? Sarva Vedaika Satphala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratna. And there are so many Siddhantas in Vedic literatures. But this, the Siddhanta of Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives, proclaims that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and establishing our eternal relationship with Krishna is the most important thing. So this Siddhanta is the topmost Siddhanta. Just like there are so many pearls, necklace is there, and pearls are strung. But the pearl necklace doesn't get beauty unless a very beautiful diamond pendant is attached to that. Right? So all the Siddhantas, various Siddhantas are like pearl necklace, but the Srimad Bhagavatam is like pendant, which gives beauty to that pearl necklace, like that. And Sarva Lokaika Dikpatha. For all the people, this Srimad Bhagavatam gives direction. You know, that pure devotional service is the real path. So this gives direction. And then, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Purana. So for all the devotees, life and soul is Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam. And like it is said that Krishna appeared in Dwapara Yuga and he left. Ramachandra appeared in Treta Yuga and he left. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Kali Yuga and he left. But Krandra Srimad Bhagavatam, they are at the end of the Kali Dwapara Yuga after Krishna left. Krantaraj and holy name, Harinam Sankirtan, they have appeared, but they have not left. That is why many people, they ask, oh, so many adharma, adharmic things are happening, why Krishna is not taking incarnation? You know, but these two incarnations are there. Grandha avatar and Nama avatar. These two incarnations are there. Like all this. So that is why it is said, Srimad Bhagavatam is incarnation hat trick. You know, incarnation hat trick. Means, Vyasadeva, who is incarnation of Narayana, compiled. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. And all the incarnations of Krishna are narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Now we are hearing about Prithu Maharaj's incarnation. Like Vidura wanted to know more about incarnation of Prithu Maharaj. So like that, the whole Bhagavatam is actually about incarnation. Like it is called incarnation hat trick. Like that. So, that is why one must understand what is Srimad Bhagavatam, and one must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So next question arises, so why was Srimad Bhagavatam spoken? In one verse it is said that Soham Runam Shulla Sukhaya Dukkam Mahat Gatanam Viramaya Tasya Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam यदा साक्षात भगवान ऋषिभ्य यथा इट इज सेड. सो ऑल ऑफ अस इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड वी आर एक्चुअली स्ट्रगलिंग फॉर शुल्ल सुखाय. शुल्ल सुखा मीन्स वर्थलेस, वर्थलेस यू नो सुखा यू नो. So we are all in this world struggling to get little happiness, but we all know in order to get two chapatis on the plate, one has to work so hard. In order to own one flat in Mumbai, one has to work so hard, day and night, day and night. They have to work so hard. So in the end, what they get? Shulla sukha, worthless happiness. You know, worthless happiness. So it is said that in order to get material happiness, Uru Tarsha, one has to endeavor, one has to put very great labor. But Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, you put little effort, you get Anandambudhi Vardhanam. You know, you just chant Hare Krishna, you know. That is why Prabhupada writes in third canto Bhagavatam, actually it is very, very difficult to go to hell. And it is very easy to go to Golok Vrindavan. Right? In order to go to hell, Prabhupada writes that all these factories and all, they are living hells. So you have to go to off factory and work hard, you know, lathe machine, you know, cutting, all that, you know, manufacturing. So much hard work they have to do. Then senses become very tired, and then you drink alcohol. One has to drink alcohol in order to become get over the tiredness. So while drinking alcohol, they need to eat meat. So if you drink alcohol and eat meat, then the desire to engage in illicit sex comes. So in order to do all these things, you require one requires a lot of money. So one indulges in gambling. So all these things are coming because of factory civilization. And one has to work so hard. But in order to go back to Golok Vrindavan, one has to simply chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Right? One has to simply sit and hear Bhagavatam. And one has to simply take very nice sumptuous prasadam. Right? There is no dearth of prasadam in our temple. Simply eat, right? But people, they don't like to do. They want to do shulla sukhaya, you know, dukkham, mahat gatanam viramaya tasya. Like once one person, he was advertising that please take this fan just for 5 rupees. And it will last forever. You don't have to worry. Take this fan. Purchase this fan for 5 rupees. So one king, the king heard and he said, oh, he sent his assistant. He purchased that fan. So they started fanning him. After 1 hour, that fan broke. And the king said, hey, this fellow is cheating. You know, you call that guy. Call that fellow, seller. So they called him. You rascal, you cheated us. You only said, you know, just take this fan for 5 rupees and it will last forever. So, that seller said, what I said, Maharaj, what I said is true. But it broke in 1 hour's time. See, I told you to purchase this fan and it will last. But I did not tell you to fan it. So, you sit in front of that fan and shake your head. Then that fan will last forever. Right? So, material life is like this. You know, for a small thing, you know, you shake your head whole day. Then you get little happiness. Like that. Once one teacher asked, Papu, who is more intelligent, horse or the man? Papu answered, horse, madam. What is, why you are saying like that? See, when there is horse racing is going on in Mahalakshmi race course, so many men they go to see. But when Carl Lewis is running, no horses come to see him. That is why horse is more intelligent than man. Right? So human beings, they waste their time, you know, watching cricket matches and horse races and all that. You know, for that they spend money and, you know, frivolous activities. But even the animals, they know, what is the use of watching all these things like that. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken. Viramaya tasya, so kshulla sukhaya dukkam mahatgatanam. Mahatgatanam, in order to put viramaya, viramaya means, you know, bolte na, mera vani ko viram deta hun, means I will stop. So viramaya tasya, in order to put full stop to all these kshudra activities, Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken like that. Then who spoke Bhagavatam? To whom? In the beginning, Krishna spoke Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma in 4 verses. You know, Sri Jiva Goswami gives this example. Srimad Bhagavatam is like a cotton. You know, cotton, you take cotton and make it into a very small bird. And the same cotton you can take and separate the strands. Separate the strands. In so many strands it will become. Like that, the same of Bhagavatam, it was spoken in 4 verses. Brahmaji understood. Manishina. That's why Brahmaji is described as Manishina. Means he is very intelligent person. Most intelligent person in the creation. He understood in 4 verses. But we require 18,000 verses to understand the same 4 verses. Same thing was expanded into so many. So in the beginning, Krishna spoke Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma. Later on, these 4 Kumaras, they got bewildered to understand something, and they actually went down. Actually, some yogis, they are so powerful that they take bath in Ganga, in Haridwar, and they come out in Prayagraj, Allahabad, in 1 minute. Like more faster than Jet Airways. Jet Airways takes from Delhi to Allahabad maybe 1 or 2 hours. Right? But these yogis, they are so powerful, they just take a dip in Ganga, in Haridwar, and they come out at Prayagraj. Right? Prabhupada said, I have seen with my own eyes in Allahabad that he went to meet one yogi in Allahabad, and then somebody asked, he wanted Afghan pomegranate, anar. So immediately he extended his hand, plucked out one anar from Afghanistan and gave it to him. Gave it to him. So yogi. Like this, these 4 Kumaras, they took a dip in Akash Ganga, in heavenly planet. And they came out in Garbha Ocean. Garbha Ocean. In Ananta, Lord Ananta, they requested Lord Ananta to speak Bhagavatam. And then Lord Ananta narrated with his 1,000 mouths to 4 Kumaras. Of all the 4 Kumaras, this Sanat Kumar, he heard it very attentively. And he spoke to this 4 Kumaras, he spoke to Sankhyayana Muni. And Sankhyayana Muni, he spoke to Parashar Muni. And Parashar Muni spoke to Maitreya Muni. And Maitreya Muni spoke to Vidura. Right? So the Sankhyayana Muni, it is said that Parashar Muni's father, Shakti Muni, he was killed by a demon. Like it is described that how this anger, you know, destroys even the great sages. Once king, his name was he was walking on a narrow path in a field. That time Shakti Muni also was walking. Right? Sometimes in the traffic also they fight, no? Road rage. They come, you know, they dash each other. So this Shakti Muni and this king also, they were walking in the opposite direction, and there is only place only for one person to go. Shakti Muni said, I am Brahmana, you give the way. That king said, I am Kshatriya, you give the way. And there was an argument. So Shakti Muni became very angry and cursed him. You become a man-eater. You know, cannibal, you know, man-eater, carnivorous. तो व्हाट हैपेंड, उसको ही काट के खा लिया। He cursed him to become a man eater, and that fellow ate him up. His name was Kalmashpat. Later on, his name became Kalmashpat. And Parashara Muni, he was so Krishna conscious that Shakti Muni died, and Vasishtha Muni was his bahu. Shakti Muni's wife was living in Vasishtha Muni's ashram. And every day Shakti Muni would get up and chant, you know, Veda Gosha, Veda mantras and all these mantras and all. Shakti Muni died, Vasishtha Muni got up and he was hearing all the Veda Gosha, Vedic mantras, you know, Purusha Shukta, all that. And he was wondering, who is chanting, you know. So his bahu said, पिताजी हमारा मेरा बेटा, मेरा पेट में अंदर बेटा, ही वाज चैंटिंग। तो पराशर मुनि ही वाज चैंटिंग वेद मंत्र फ्रॉम द वूम, यू नो, फ्रॉम द वूम। सो पराशर मुनि ही टुक ए वॉ दैट आई विल डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल द डीमंस। देन ही परफॉर्मड ए ग्रेट, ही वाज परफॉर्मिंग ए ग्रेट सैक्रिफाइस एंड ही वाज किलिंग सो मेनी डीमंस लाइक जन्मेजय महाराज, ही वाज किलिंग सो मेनी स्नेक्स। Then what happened? Then Pulasthi Muni, the ancestor of, originator of Rakshasas and Asuras, he came and requested Parashar Muni that, you know, be, you know, intelligent. For the mistake of one demon, you want to destroy the whole race of demons? Like that. So Parashar Muni understood and then he stopped that sacrifice. So Pulasthi Muni, he blessed Parashara Muni that you will become an exponent of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. So later on Parashara Muni spoke Vishnu Purana also, and then he became a very expert. So that Parashara Muni, he spoke to Maitreya, and then Maitreya Muni spoke to Vidura. So that's what it is happening here. Then all of you know that how Vedavyas was very despondent after reciting, after compiling all the literatures. Then Narada Muni chastised him, saying that already people are interested in sense gratification, and then you have given them, you know, excuse to indulge in sense gratification. So you have done more harm than benefit, good, by compiling all these literatures. You write a you know, literature which is completely dedicated to only describing about Krishna. Then he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam in Badrikashram, Vyas Gupa. It is still there, where the place, that place where Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled, right? So one devotee was who was visiting that place. He was narrating how people, that is the very interesting place where Vyas Gupa and you know, there are like, for devotees it's very interesting place to see, but for some people, all these karmis and all, instead of they were saying that instead of taking photograph in front of Vyasa Gupa, they were taking photograph in front of the tea stall, you know, in front of the tea stall. Why? Because if the board was there, Bharat ka antim chai ka dukaan. Bharat ka chai, antim chai ka dukaan. So they all wanted to tell people, okay, I have visited the last tea stall of India. Right? So they have written a caption on their board, it seems. Right? I told you before that Ram Yukka Dood, Krishna Yukka Ghee, Kali Yukka Chai, Phook Phook Ke Pee. So people have become like that they are only interested in drinking tea instead of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, like that. Then later on, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, and later on Sudha Goswami spoke to Naimisharanya, all the sages. Right? So let now Prabhupada and all the great acharyas, later on they spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Like once one devotee was narrating some pastime, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in that Gaudi Mat, the Chaitanya Mat, Chaitanya Mission, he was giving class, and then there was a big hall was there, huge. So it is said that while taking prasadam, while hearing Bhagavat Katha, while chanting and all, one should not sit on bare floor. One should sit on chatai or some asana, you know, one should sit. Otherwise, you don't get the benefit, complete benefit of hearing Bhagavad Katha. That energy was sucked out, that spiritual energy, like that. So that is the custom that, you know, whenever Bhagavad Katha goes on and all, one must sit on chatai or dhari bichana chahiye. Right? While taking prasad also, one should not sit on bare floor. Like that. So, they've actually rolled, because there were very, very few devotees are there, and they rolled out off that, you know, chatai, dhari, and they put only off. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he started giving class, then he asked, why did you leave it like that? You know, why did you leave, you know, why you, you know, rolled off, you know, off, only off? You know, why did you not roll out completely? You know, Prabhupada, very few of us are there. That's why this much space is enough. That's why we didn't want to roll out. Otherwise, it's again difficult to roll in again, roll out, roll again. So, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, you fools, you don't know all the great sages, you know, Naimisharanya, all the sages and all, they come to hear Bhagavad Katha. You know, you must give them a asana. Right? Like Ramayana, whenever Ramayana Katha goes on, they keep a seat vacant. Hanumanji comes and sits. Right? So, Prabhupada actually is giving, you know, now Bhagavad Katha is being narrated like that. So, what is the benefit of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha? Like Gajendra is saying, Ekantino yasyana kanchanartam vanchanti evai bhagavat prapanna ati adbhutam tacharitam sumangalam gayanti ananda samudra magnam. See, Gajendra was glorifying Krishna that ekantino yasya kanchanartam. Ekanta bhaktas means one who has no other desire except desiring lotus feet of Krishna. Ekanti bhaktas vanchanti evai bhagavat prapanna. They don't desire anything else by surrendering to Krishna. Why? Ati adbhutam tat charitam sumangalam. Oh my dear Lord, your activities are so wonderful. Ati adbhutam, most wonderful. Right? Like Narsingh Avatar is described Ati Adbhutam. Right? It was never seen such a you know, avatar. Right? There are 84 lakh species, but in order to protect Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Krishna had to create one more species. 84 lakh one. Abhi 84 lakh one ho gaya. Neither man nor animal. Right? Ati Adbhutam. Even Hiranyakashipu was surprised, you know. What is this form? I never seen. Lakshmiji also became very frightened. I never seen this form. You know, like that. Then Tat Charitram. His activity is so wonderful. Guru Krama. Right? Lord Vamandev went and asked only for 3 steps. With the 3 steps, he occupied the entire universe. Urukrama, it is called Urukrama, his wonderful activities. You know, Sumangalam, very auspicious. Ati Adbhutam Tacharitram, you know. Then Gayanti Ananda Samudra Magna, one who sings the glories of all these incarnations of Krishna, they Ananda Samudra Magna. One becomes immersed, one becomes drowned in the ocean of Krishna Katha. That is why His Holiness Gaura Govinda Maharaj says that if you only surf on the upper portion of the ocean, you get only fish. No? But if you dive into the ocean, you get ratnas. You get your diamonds, pearls. Like that, we should dive deep into the ocean of Srimad Bhagavat Katha. One should immerse ourselves, our mind, in Krishna Katha by narrating Krishna's pastimes, by hearing Krishna's pastimes. Then what happens? Dayanti Ananda Samudra Magna. We will become immersed in ocean of happiness. You know, that is the great benefit of, like it is described, that what is the benefit of, all of you know that Srimati Rukmini Devi, after hearing about Krishna, she sent a letter, right, that she wanted to marry Krishna. Said, Sri Rukmini Vacha, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Shunvatante, Nirvishya Karna Vivarai Harato Angatapam, Rupam Drisham Drishimatam, Akhilartha Labham, Vayachita Vasati Chittam, Apatrapam Me. O Bhuvana Sundara. No? Rukmini Devi, she was starting, no? Krishna, writing letter to Krishna. Actually, she packed that letter and she sent a letter to with a Brahmana. And then Krishna is very open-minded, and he requested that Brahmana only to read that letter. So that Brahmana opened that letter and Sri Rukmini Vacha, Bhuvana Sundara, you know, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara. O Bhuvana Sundara, O most beautiful one of in all the three planets. O most beautiful one, Bhuvana Sundara. You know? Shrutva Gunan. After hearing your wonderful qualities, Shrutva Gunan. No, Bhuvana Sundara, Shunutante. Nirvishya Karna Vivare, Harato Angatapam. Anybody who hears your wonderful qualities and they go into the ears of anybody, of the devotees, those who hear your wonderful qualities, what happens? Harato Angatapam. All our senses, they are troubling us so much. Our mind is troubling us so much. Angatapam, whatever the distress is caused by all these senses, you know, desiring sense gratification, vanquished immediately by hearing Bhagavatam, by hearing your wonderful qualities, like that. Then, and having also heard of your beauty, which fulfills the eyes of a seer, you know, I became very shameless, and that's why I'm writing this letter. And previously, it is said that, you know, in general, a woman never proposes to a man. You know, it is against the tradition. Somebody, of course, nowadays they don't follow. Sometimes some girls, they run after boys. But usually, in general, only men only, they run after girls. And that is their position. You know, the women are very shy. They don't like to express their, you know, mind. So the man has to understand. Just like Radha Govindwar was saying one lecture, he says that sometimes when Krishna, he is joking with Trivakri, right? Like that time Maharaj was saying that in general, if a man jokes with a girl, and if she doesn't become angry, that means she likes him. That means she doesn't mind. Suppose if a man jokes with a girl and then she becomes angry, that means he should leave her alone. But if he jokes with that girl and she laughs off and she smiles, that means she's interested. He can proceed. That is why when Krishna was joking with that lady, you know, Trivakri, said, oh my dear beautiful Sumadhyama, thin-waisted one. Actually, she is very high, you know, short, and you know, she is a hunchbacked woman. He was joking, but she was smiling, you know. Oh, Sundara. She replied, oh, Sundara. That means she is interested, like that. like that. Rukmini Devi, she was saying, I became shameless. That's why Shridhar Swami, he writes commentary that I don't know you. Krishna may say that, you know, I don't know you. You are daughter of some king whom I don't know. And then you are somebody who is very shameless. You know, you are actually writing a letter, love letter, is never heard of before. Right? Before this, we never heard, you know, a girl writing a letter to somebody, that to a small 13-14-year-old girl. You are so shameless, you are writing a letter to me. How do I know that you are a nice girl and all that? So that, for that, Sridhar Swami was saying that Rukmini Devi, she was answering, actually it is not my mistake, it is mistake of both of us. Because your qualities are so wonderful, by hearing my ears, you know, they became so fulfilled that they became, I became shameless. And you are also the reason, because your qualities are so wonderful, that you are also the cause. You are also the cause. Like that. Then she was writing, you know, Achyuta means never fall down, you know. So she was actually imagining that your Achyuta means, even after writing a letter, you know, he is not moved. Krishna is Achyuta, you know, he did not waver, he did not become attracted to Rukmini. So for that, she is saying that I became shameless and I wrote a letter, but it looks like you are not moved. But I have decided that whether you agree or not, I have accepted you as my husband. If I don't, get you as my husband, I will give up my life. But I will not accept anybody like Shishupal. So you please come and take me. Then she is only suggesting, you may be wondering, how will you take me, because I will be in the palace. And then she is suggesting, one day before, we have this custom of going to Durga Maa temple and doing puja. That time we come and you know, kidnap me. So all this, she has come down to this level. Why? Because she heard about Krishna. You know? So that is the benefit of hearing about Krishna. Like also, it is said, like another pastime in 10th Canto Bhagavatam, that is there, that once Krishna and Balaram and others, they came to like Mathura, near Mathura, from Vrindavan, right? I don't know the, I forgot the name of the village. While going to Mathura, you can go to this place where Brahmana's wives are blessed. What is the name of that village? Mathura, right. So they came so far away and they didn't, wantedly did not pack any tiffin that day. Like that. So Krishna wanted to bless the wives of the Brahmanas. So all the cowherd boys, they approached Krishna and Balaram. Oh, Krishna and Balaram, you know, we are feeling very hungry. Please, you know, arrange some food for us. Krishna smiled and said, in this nearby village, Brahmanas are performing some hungriest of sacrifices. You go and approach them. Don't tell my name. First you tell Balaram's name, then you tell my name. Because they may think that, you know, why they should give a charity to a Vaishya. But Balaram is a Kshatriya, so they may consider that. Like that. So these cowherd boys, they went approached Brahmanas who are performing sacrifices. And they requested, oh, Brahmanas, Dvijas, Dvijashrestas, Balaram and Krishna, they came nearby and they are feeling hungry, so they requested for some food. So they did not even look at them. They did not say yes and they did not say no. Because the sacrifice is not yet started, so they could not give food. They didn't want to say no because they wanted to give food after the sacrifice is over. That's what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments. Like that. So, cowherd boys, they became very disappointed and they came back to Krishna and they told this. Then Krishna said, this is how it is. Begging, a beggar should not become disturbed if he doesn't get the charity, the dan. Sometimes our life member preachers also, devotees also, we go and some people they go, they come, they tell, come tomorrow, day after, like that. Sometimes they may not give also, right? Some people they give. So that is the way it is with begging, you know. So Krishna says one should not become disturbed by that. So if when life membership preachers they go and ask somebody, they don't give donation, they did not, you know, become disappointed and they did not curse them. That's how it is. Some people give, some people don't give. But Krishna said, you go to the Brahmana's wife, you know, they will give you. But don't say that, you know, first, then that time he said, you tell my name. Tell my name. But don't say that Krishna is feeling hungry. Because these wives of Brahmanas, they have so much affection for me, that if they hear that I am suffering, they will faint. They will feel very distressed. Right? So these coward boys, they went and approached the Brahmana's wives. And they are wearing very nice garments, silk sarees, and they are wearing very nice ornaments, gold ornaments. They had decorated them themselves very nicely. And they were waiting, and all the foodstuffs were cooked and they were kept in the bartans and all. And the coward boys, they went approached the Brahmana's wives, and they offered obeisances. They said, my dear ladies, matas, Krishna and Balaram, they came here. As soon as they said, they all fainted. They fell as soon as they heard about Krishna's name. They all fainted. And somehow they put water and they brought them back to life, consciousness. And they said, Krishna is feeling hungry. As soon as they said, they started crying. Our Krishna is feeling hungry. And then very foolishly, as soon as we heard the name, you know, we wasted our time by fainting. So, as soon as they just heard, you know, Krishna is hungry, and immediately they packed, you know, all the foodstuffs cooked for, you know, fire sacrifice, that sacrifice, and very nicely they packed, you know, all the nice foodstuffs, and immediately they ran. And their wives, their husbands, their sons and their brothers and all, they tried to stop them. They just did not hear anything. They just ran where Krishna was there. Right? And they saw Krishna and Balaram. Krishna is there and he was strolling in the in a garden on the bank of Yamuna. Shamam Hiranya Paridim Vanamalya Barha Datu Pravalana Tavesham Anubratamshe Vinayastahasamitare Nadunanam Abjam Karnotpalaka Kapola Mukabjahasam. Shamam Hiranya, so they were seeing Krishna. How they saw Krishna? Shamam Hiranya Paridim Vanamalya Barha. Krishna is bluish black, you know, Ganshama. You know, his complexion is like, you know, bluish black complexion, you know, very beautiful looking. Hiranya Paridim, and he is wearing Pitambar. Because of the sun rays falling on the Pitambar, they is shining, reflecting, because of the reflection, it is like looking like a golden ornament, you know. Hiranya Paridim. Vanamalya Barha, he is wearing Vanamalya, means forest flowers, like seven different kinds of fragrant flowers, right? Krishna likes, especially it is said in one Purana, that Krishna likes white flowers, jasmine, jui, all these malati flowers and all. And Krishna doesn't like flowers like gulab and all, he doesn't like. We are so much, Chinese gulab, we spend so much money. But actually Krishna doesn't like gulab. You know why? Any flower that has thorns, you know, Krishna doesn't like. You know why? Because Krishna loves his devotees. When the devotee, previously, we purchase the flowers, but previously devotees, they used to maintain gardens and pluck the flowers and all. So when the devotees go to pluck the flowers, thorns will pierce them, their feet and their hands. That is why Krishna doesn't like to wear garland made of these flowers that come from thorny trees. Right? This is the funda. Right? So, like there is one great devotee, Anantacharya, even now that garden is maintained. You know, he built the garden meant for Lord Balaji's flowers. So Sri Ramanuja sent him. Then he was actually building reservoir of water and all that. So that time his wife was pregnant. So his wife was lifting gamela, all the mitti and all. And then she was throwing and he was actually, you know, digging out and giving like that. So one Lord Venkateshwara came and said, in a young boy's form, said, can I help you in service? He is very attached to his service. Hey, don't take away my service. You know, I don't really need your help. I want to build this garden with my own hand. Then he approached his wife and he told that, you know, I will help you. You know, you are pregnant and unnecessary trouble for you. He said, okay. And then she would lift the gamela and then throw it out. And then, so this Anantacharya understood that why is she is doing it so fast? I just give like that and, you know, she goes and throws it out and comes back like that. Something is cooking, you know. Then he came and saw. And then one young boy, you know, he was helping his wife. Then immediately he became very angry and he chased him. You rascal, I told you, know, not to disturb my service. Why did you come? You know, why did you come? Then he threw the instrument he has in his hand on him. And then that young boy ran into the inside the temple and then he threw that, you know, like that. Then it injured his chin. You know, it is injured his chin. So when the devotees went inside to take darshan of Lord Balaji, from Lord Balaji's chin, blood was flowing. So Anantacharya came and said, you started crying, I only just threw the, you know, gunpa, what do you call it? Shovel. Then he started crying. Then that's why he applied camphor on his chin. Even now, they apply camphor on Lord Balaji's chin. Right? So even now they don't use any flowers from any other place. Only from that garden they use for Lord Balaji. You know, Anantacharya was so dedicated to maintain that garden that one day Lord Balaji sent a messenger saying that, you know, I want to speak to Anantacharya, please call him. Anantacharya said, I am very busy, tell him to wait. So later on, after some time, he went. Said, Lord Balaji was very upset. Said, you rascal, I told you to come. Why you disobeyed my orders? I sent you a message. I have to maintain the garden. I am busy with my service. After the service only, your darshan, your orders. So Lord Balaji became very angry and said, what if I give you marching orders, if I tell you to get out from this place? So Anantacharya said, you can't do that. Why? Because you yourself is a tenant here. When actually Lord Varahadev, after rescuing the earthly planet, he wanted to rest. Then he wanted to give deliver the people. So Bhumi Mata, she requested Lord Varahadev. This is given in Garuda Purana. That you please bring something from Vaikuntha. So he brought Shesha and then he established Shesha as the mountain, Venkatadri, seven hills. That is why when Shamanuja, he did not want to get, you know, climb the mountain because it is Shesha. Right? Like that. So that is actually Lord Varaha is the proprietor of this hill. We both are tenants. So you can't, ask me to get out. So Lord Balaji smiled and said, okay. Every day, Balaji and Lakshmi Devi, Padmavati, they would come and play in the garden. You know, and they would pluck the flowers, they throw them and all that. So Anantacharya was very disturbed. Said, what is this? You know, who is coming and disturbing, you know, my flower garlands, flowers, trees and all that, like that. So every day they would come, Balaji and his consort, and they would play in the garden. So one day he hid himself in behind a tree and observed. And this young boy and young girl, they were, you know, playing with each other. They were plucking the flowers. And said, "Who are you? Who is stealing my flowers?" And he chased. He took a stick and chased. And Balaji ran, but Lakshmiji, she could not run very fast. She is a girl. So he caught hold of her, and she was requesting him, "Please leave me, you know, I will never come again, this, that. No, I will give you some punishment." Then he took a lata, and then he bound her. He bound her, you know, to a tree. So the pujaris went inside the sanctorium, and they found Balaji is there, Lakshmi is not there. Small ditties, you know. They found it, and they said, "Where is it?" Then Anantachari said, "Arrest. I bound one, I arrested one girl." So they came and released her, and Lakshmiji. So even now, Sri Ramanuja, when he heard all these pastimes, he said, there is one festival goes on. They go in reverse order, and they take in the garden, and they do this leela of, you know, Balaji and Lakshmi stealing flowers and all that. So this is Vanamalya Varaha. You know, Krishna likes flower garlands, fragrant flowers, you know, wearing. And the gopis, you know, they keep on making garlands whole day. Some gopis, their seva is just making garlands. And they come and request Krishna, "Please, you know, wear my garland." So Krishna takes away, takes out his garland, the already who is wearing, and he gives it as a maha to some gopi, and he puts another garland. And some gopi, again some gopis, they sit and wear, you know, make garland. And like that, so it is said that Vanamalya Varaha, and he is decorated with peacock feather on his head. And Dhatu Pravala Natavesham Anavratamshe. His face, his lotus face, is decorated with minerals, with beautiful pictures. The gopas, you know, they take the, minerals and they paint on Krishna's cheeks, right? Like in Vrindavan and Mayapur they do every day, all these dots and all. They decorate Krishna's lotus face very beautifully, like that. And then Natavesham, so with all these decorations, he is looking like an actor, dancer, Natavesham, Anubratamshe. And he was actually standing in the Tribhanga form. And on one hand, he is keeping his hand like in Krishna Balaram temple, right? Like on one shoulder of the one Gopa, his friend. And with his another hand, he is twirling a lotus flower. And Mukabja Hasam, and he is smiling. He's smiling. Right? So I'll finish this. Then they said, Prayah Shruta Priyatamodaya Karna Purai Yasmin Nimagna Manasastam Atakshirandrai Anta Pravesha Suchiram Parirabhyatapam Prajnam Yatha Vimatayo Vijahur Narendra. Prayah Shruta Priyatamodaya. Now why I'm, you know, why I'm describing this pastime? Then the question is asked, you know, these brahmanas, they were not attracted to Krishna. But these wives of the brahmanas, they were attracted to Krishna. Praya shruta priyatama udaya. Means they were constantly hearing about Krishna. Priyatam, about their priyatam. How? In Vrindavan, all the betel nut sellers, fruit sellers, vegetable sellers, you know, dobis, they all come to Vrindavan and they see the Krishna's pastimes. Yani yani gitani, you know. Like in this described, you know, other, like all the, it is a system, custom in Vrindavan that they narrate, they make the poems of Krishna's pastimes and they simply sing. And all these betel nut sellers and all these fruit sellers and all, they come to Vrindavan, they see the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and then they sing. So they come to Mathura and they sing Krishna's pastimes. So by hearing like this, what happens? Sometimes in Andhra, the ladies, they don't take out the, they pierce the ears and they never take out the earrings. Right? If you take out the earrings and leave it like that, again that hole will become filled up. And it is a very painful process, again piercing the ear. Let's say they just leave it like that. Hold it. Oh, like they never leave it. And even if they take out, they will take out only to change to another jhumkas. Right? So, Karnapura, they became their, Krishna Katha has become their earrings. Yeah, they means constantly they were hearing about Krishna, Krishna Katha. So simply by hearing about Krishna constantly, what happened? Priyatama Udaya. They developed love for Krishna. They developed so much love for Krishna that when they saw Krishna, they took Krishna from their eyes, apertures of their eyes, and they put Krishna in their heart and they embraced him. So by doing that, Parirabhya Thapam, they were feeling great separation from Krishna. They were hearing only for so many years. Now they are feeling so much separation from Krishna. And they said, then they gave up their separation, their misery of separation from Krishna by embracing Krishna in their heart. So I'll stop here. So this is a very nice passage. Some other time I will narrate. Like that, by hearing about Krishna, like Rukmini Devi and these Brahmana's wives, like that so many devotees, Narada Muni, they developed love for Krishna. Right? So this is the saramsh of this verse, that Vidura and Maitreya, both are so inquisitive. Maitreya is very inquisitive to talk about Krishna, and Vidura is inquisitive, eager to hear about Krishna. And their combination is very good. That's a wonderful Bhagavad Katha is went on between them. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class. I have just one question. How can we understand that the Chatushloki Bhagavatam contains all the 18,000 verses, like we are, like for example, Prithumara's pastime. How do we know that it is there in the, or how can we understand it is there in the Chatushloki?
We cannot understand, that is why 18,000 verses are there. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is Krishna Prema. And later on, someone will come along and explain every syllable of Bhagavatam, there is Krishna Prema there, hidden. We don't understand. So our... maybe when we go to Brahmaloka, we'll understand. Anyone else? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, I heard that we should not offer white flowers to the Lord. And other than white flowers, we should not offer flowers which do not have nice smell.
Nice fragrance, yeah.
And I read one pastime of Prabhupada wherein Prabhupada told his disciples that amongst all the flowers, rose is the best. So then I wanted to know what is correct, is it that...
Did Prabhupada say that?
Huh?
Did Prabhupada say that?
Yeah, that is there in watering the seed. That pastime is there. So, I mean, is there some reference? Because I don't have any reference for the white flowers. But if you have, then things will be more clear.
I have a reference I'll give you. There is some Purana, it is quoted. It is. On Sri Vaishnava literature, it is there.
So is it about Lord Krishna that you can't offer it to Lord Krishna, or is it somebody else? Because what sometimes some flowers are offerable to somebody but not to other deity.
Yeah. Right. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it is said, right? Krishna likes fragrant flowers. I'll give you that reference where it is said that flowers with thorns that grow from thorn trees, Krishna doesn't like.
About rose flower, what he is saying, Prabhupada was talking with his disciples.
Huh?
About rose flower, what he is mentioning, Prabhupada was with his disciples. And there were marigold flowers and all. Then somebody brought a rose and presented. Prabhupada said, it's so beautiful. And then he's telling you, like, there may be so many garlands, so many this marigold and all, but then Krishna is like a rose.
Krishna
is like a rose. We are living entity and Krishna is a rose. In that reference, you are telling that rose is best, not regarding the offering to the deities.
Thank you. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.
Yes.